People have taken the law into their hands and decide that they will not respond to audit observations or rectify their infractions until when they are called to come to Public Accounts Committee, like what happened today. Last week, Thursday, 10th of August, that's when they are responding to an issue raised in 2012. And I would like to draw attention to the fact that that by itself is wrong, because the law gives any auditee only 30 days from the day they receive our audit observation to correct and respond to the issue. So going forward, after the 30 days, if you don't receive the response from you or the correction from you, we take it that you have no evidence. Therefore, we will trigger the law which allows us to disallow the expenditure and surcharge you. I think that is the way to correct what is happening now. This is impunity. Because the question I ask myself is, if you have this information, why did it take you 3 years, 4 years down the line so to come and produce it today? And given the level of knowledge and technology today, those documents, for all you know, are not authentic. So that is the way to go from my point of view, and we are not going to tolerate it in our next audits. I've actually instructed my staff already that when you go on the field and you issue an observation, after 30 days, the person does not respond, you bring it, we disallow the expenditure. We assume that he doesn't have the source documents or the explanation. I think that would be a cure to what we are seeing now. We don't have the evidence to say that maybe they are condoning. But if it should happen that we are going to call all of them to provide the evidence based upon which they signed those letters to say that the issues have been cleared. If they are not able to produce the evidence to the effect that the person has actually accounted for or acquitted the expenditure, it means they have condoned something which is wrong. And Section 33 of the Audit Service Act, that is a criminal offense. If that happens, we have to give them up for them to be charged for that offense.
Mr. Domelevo said, contrary to public perception, that reports of the Auditor General and by extension, the work of the PAC is a talk shop, it keeps yielding the desired results. He said most of the infractions don't border on criminal conduct. That is why very few arrests are made.
This is helping because when we go back and do the status update or look at what is the current status, usually each year when we are going to do a new audit, we look at the infractions of the previous year to see whether the issues have been addressed. A lot of them have actually been addressed, quite a reasonable amount. Recently, I was doing an exercise to see infractions which have not been addressed so that I will surcharge against the people. I picked about 200 cases. Out of the 200 cases, I got only 11 that I could issue the certificate. So it means that the others have all been addressed. Addressed here, not necessarily because monies were stolen and brought back. But most of them is usually lack of documentation. It will mean that those documents will have been produced. To be very honest with you again, even when I saw that there were reports from the regions to say that no further action required because they have provided the evidence, I was furious. I thought my people had connived. So I directed them to produce the evidence they have based upon which they say no further action is required. And they brought the evidence. So it is yielding results. The problem is that the expectation of many people is to see people going to jail. But that is not the issue. It's not all the infractions which are necessarily criminal. Some of them are, yes, of course. You hear some of them, the person has just stolen public funds. That is it. But in some of the cases, it is lack of following due procedure. In many of the cases, poor documentation and record keeping. So if those are rectified, then the issue goes away. Several of them also have to do with people collecting advances and not accounting for it. Others involve people be on their payroll even though they have resigned, they have died, etc.
Auditor General Daniel Domelevo.